Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Oh, hey. How's it going? I didn't see you there. It's Mark. Welcome back to another episode of the Ambient Barn. If it's Sunday and it's 11 p.m., you know where you are. Tonight is a little bit of an endurance test, I'm not going to lie. We are going to be listening to some of the earliest known electronic music compositions. This is before drum machines, before sequencers, before synthesizers. A lot of these folks were using tape machines, and in the case of Haleen Eldad, a wire recorder. This is Wire Recorder Piece from 1944. was Pierre Chaffee. The piece is one in a series of five compositions called Five Studies of Noises. And the one we just listened to uses train sounds. That style of music became known as musique concrète. And Chaffee has commonly been credited with being the first artist to manipulate pre-existing media, essentially a primitive form of sampling. But I learned an interesting thing in my research for this episode, and that is that Chaffee was actually not the first person to use manipulated tape music. It was, in fact, Halim Eldad with Wire Recorder Piece, which predates Chaffee's music by 4 years.
Thank you.
That was Lewis and Bebe Baron with their soundtrack to the 1956 film Forbidden Planet, which is the first fully electronic movie soundtrack in Hollywood history. Moving on. piece comes from an album that was released last year called the NID Tapes, and it's electronic music from India between the years 1969 and 1972. The piece is called Dance Music, and it's one of my favorites from tonight's episode because it almost foreshadows some of the tropes and the stylings and the aesthetics of the dance music that would follow in the coming decades. It's truly forward-thinking stuff. We'll be right back.
So you've never donated to this station before. That's okay. Today is a great day to make your first gift. Here's how.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.
The police knock on your door. They arrest you and accuse you of a crime. But you're innocent. What do you do?
People often say to me, oh God, I would never confess to a crime I didn't commit. Well, that's myth number one. The answer to that is yes, you might.
Why we admit to things we didn't do. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
That was the legendary Terry Riley with Poppy No Good. Terry Riley is probably best known as one of the pioneers of the minimalist school of composition from the mid-20th century. His work has influenced everyone from Daniel Lupatin of 10 Tricks Point Never to James Murphy from LCD Sound System and on and on and on. You can hear so many things that would come after it in those chopped up saxophone loops. And that's one of the things I love about this type of music. Yes, it's dense and atonal, but so much of what would come after it is kind of already baked into the DNA. I don't know, man. There's something about artists, musicians, and access to the collective unconscious that I don't understand, but I know is there somewhere. Anyway, thank you so, so much for joining me yet again for another week of music. And, you know, I hope this wasn't too much for you. It's a challenging listen, and I promise you next week we'll get back to some of the Ernst. All right, talk soon.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
What happens when you think no one's looking? Is it dancing alone in an elevator? Find out on the next Selected Shorts, stories about what happens when there are no prying eyes. I'm Meg Wolitzer.
Sunday night at 7 on Radio Catskill.